AP Sports, I'm Josh Rountree. We start on the ice where Carolina is celebrating again. More from correspondent Dave Ferry.
The Hurricanes claim the Metropolitan Division title for the third straight year with a 6-4 win over the Panthers. Hurricanes defenseman Jalen Chatfield says it was important to win the division again.
It's huge. It just shows where we are. You know, we got a lot of confidence moving into playoffs. So, you know, like you said, this is a really good division. So for us to come out first is huge. And, you know, we just got to keep it going from here.
Brent Burns notched his second goal of the night while Carolina scored four times in the third period after blowing a 2-0 lead. Sebastian Aho and Shane Gostisbehere each had a goal and an assist for the Canes. The outcome left Florida with the second wild card in the East and a first-round meeting with the Bruins. Carolina will open the playoffs against the Islanders. I'm Dave Ferry.
The Devils picked up a team record 112th point, rallying from three goals down to get by the Capitals 5-4 in overtime. Luke Hughes scored the game winner, his first NHL goal, set up by his brother, Jack.
I think it was a huge win for the team, you know, franchise record, and, you know, it's pretty special to be a part of it. And, you know, obviously, you know, your first goal, you never forget it. So, you know, it was awesome to be out there, and with Jackie assisting it, it was pretty cool.
In baseball, the Rays went to 13-0 to start the season, beating the Red Sox 9-3. Tampa manager Kevin Cash's team tied a modern-day major league record with the unblemished start through 13 games.
I'm glad that we did it at home because we had tremendous fan support throughout this entire homestand. They really got loud when we needed them to, and it seemed like our guys were energized by that. But no doubt, when you do something like that, you're playing really well, and there's not one part of our game right now that we don't feel good about.
And in the NFL, Washington Commanders owner Dan and Tanya Snyder have reportedly reached a preliminary non-exclusive agreement to sell the Commanders franchise to a group led by Josh Harris, and that includes Magic Johnson. The cost, an estimated $6+ billion. Josh Rountree, AP Sports.